Audio provided by Choo Choo from ChooChooNews.com. Breaking news, Wisconsin judge delivers massive ruling on absentee ballots. A Wisconsin judge is prohibiting voters from canceling their original absentee ballot and casting a new one in practice known as ballot spoiling. According to a Republican election and integrity group, it is illegal to correct a ballot. According to the Wisconsin Elections site, the rules about ballot spoiling are: a spoiled ballot cancels an already returned absentee ballot so the voter can request another absentee ballot by mail or vote in person at their clerk's office or at the polling place on election day. WIS, Stats Section 6.86.5, authorizes a voter to spoil his or her absentee ballot and be issued a new one. A voter may wish to spoil his or her absentee ballot to correct several issues, such as a damaged ballot, an error when voting the ballot, such as filling in the wrong circle or voting for too many candidates, or the voter changing his or her mind after returning the absentee ballot. During this process, statute directs the municipal clerk to invalidate the spoiled ballot to ensure it cannot be used. Per WIS, Stats Section 6.86.6, the municipal clerk shall not return the spoiled ballot to the elector. Can a voter who requested an absentee ballot by mail cancel his or her original ballot and vote anew by mail or in-person absentee ballot? Yes, voters who have already returned an absentee ballot by mail may request in writing that their returned absentee ballot be spoiled so they can vote a new one. Voters may appear in person at their clerk's office until the end of in-person absentee voting hours and ask to have that ballot spoiled so the clerk can issue a new absentee ballot, which can be voted in-person absentee at the clerk's office. The ruling Wednesday from a Waukesha County judge who was a former Republican Attorney General comes as voters in the battleground state are submitting their absentee ballots for November 8th election. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican Senator Ron Johnson are both on the ballot, Martin Walsh reported for Conservative Brief, adding, read the rest at Republic Brief, from the button below.